Elsewhere, Afghan tribal elders have convened in the capital, Kabul, to debate the fate of the U.S. forces in the war-torn country beyond the year 2014. The participants in the gathering, known as Loya Jirga, are discussing the draft of a long-awaited bilateral security deal between Kabul and Washington. The draft agreed on Wednesday appears to meet U.S. demands on some thorny issues. Among them are U.S. troops' unilateral operations, their authority to enter Afghan homes, and immunity from prosecution. In his opening speech at the meeting, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said 15,000 foreign forces would remain in Afghanistan if the deal is inked. The presence of U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan has generated deep anti-U.S. sentiments among Afghans who accuse Washington of violating their country's sovereignty and killing civilians. We're now going live to the Afghan capital, Kabul, where we're joined by our correspondent, Faiz Khurshid. Faiz, there's so much on the line in this Loya Jirga gathering, but the question is, how did this initial draft, which includes the nighttime raids, which includes the legal immunity for American forces, how did this get the approval and passed on to the Loya Jirga by the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, when, as we mentioned, most of the sticking points are still looming in the deal?
Well, it's a very sensitive issue, and President Hamid Karzai was opposed to this U.S. demand that American forces should be able to enter Afghan homes and search them after 2014 deadline. But on Thursday night, he agreed to U.S. demand after a phone call with John Kerry, the U.S. from the Obama's administration. And now President Hamid Karzai has sent the text to the Loya Jirga. The delegates have broken up, and now they have the text of this security agreement. But when President Hamid Karzai touched on this issue today in his speech in the Loya Jirga, protests erupted. A female Afghan delegate stood up in the floor and said that signing this deal now means selling Afghanistan to U.S. And we understand that there are many people who are opposed to U.S. unilateral operations, especially their nighttime raids on Afghan homes. And these people believe that there is no assurance in place that the civilians will not be targeted during U.S. nighttime raids on their homes. President Hamid Karzai then said that the U.S. has guaranteed that these raids would happen only on exceptional circumstances, provided that civilians will not be targeted. But now this issue would be hotly debated inside this Loya Jirga. We don't know what would be the final decision of the participants of the Jirga, but many here believe that most of the delegates would not give the go-ahead to President Hamid Karzai to let American forces search their homes. But we understand that there are also people in this Jirga who support what President Hamid Karzai has told them about this security deal.
Faiz, what about the Afghan people and what they want? Are the Afghan people's demands being taken into consideration, and how do they get a say in the decision?
Well, there are mixed reactions now to the U.S. long-term military involvement, especially to this bilateral security deal. We understand that there are people who came from eastern and southern parts of this country, and they're now inside the Loya Jirga, but there are also people from the northern parts of this country and central provinces of Afghanistan who are now inside the Jirga and talking about the U.S., the future of U.S. military involvement in their country. People who have suffered the most in the south and also in eastern parts of this country that still remain the main strongholds of the Taliban militants and the U.S.-led operations, those people are strongly against this deal. They believe that if U.S. forces are given impunity from prosecution inside Afghanistan, and if this deal is signed, there would be more civilian casualties, more Taliban bombings. Let's not forget that the Taliban has already boycotted this Jirga and said that the participants of the Jirga will be eliminated one by one, and they said that they're not going to lay down their weapons if American forces do not leave this country. But people from the north and central provinces of this country hold a different view. They believe that the interests of the Afghan people should be taken into account, and there should be an assurance from the U.S. that the Taliban militants will be defeated if they give the legal immunity to American forces and let them have 9 military bases in this country.
Thank you very much. Prestige Faiz Khurshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.